Well, at first I think they tried to hold out, but then
Yeah.
it was obvious they were fighting a losing battle, and so they ended up selling out, they getting the best buck for their house. They knew they had no choice. My dad, the house I grew up into, moved over into an over by St. Anne's, and my dad sold it to the company, and I don't have that information, but I don't know what he sold it for. But anyway, he then a guy bought it and moved it, like most of that. They were either moved or buried. I think there was some permanent scars because of that. People felt like we should have held out and everything, but it was inevitable.
Why do you think holding out didn't work? I mean, I'm curious.
I don't know. I mean, it was a choice between a job in most cases and survival, then and a choice between starving to death, maybe, because the one thing I came to realize when I was in Italy, and I was able to go in my grandmother's house, my father's mother, and my father's father's house, which were built in 1700. And I mean, this is gorgeous country. It's a lot prettier than what we have here now. It's at the base of the Alps, and it's, and I th and all I could think about was, why would you ever leave this? You had to be starving to death to do it. And so the analogy there is, why would you ever sell out? Everything was pretty comfortable, and the choice was that if you didn't, you'd st you know you'd have in the future, you'd starve to death, I guess. That's the only reason I think people finally gave in to the company. They just knew the writing was on the wall, and if they didn't do it, they were doomed.